You're tuned in to Rosie on the House. For 27 years, an Arizona Saturday morning tradition. Welcome. Good morning. And how can we help you this fine, fine weekend morning? Let us help get your weekend started. If you've got a home improvement project or maintenance issue or just questions about something having to do with your house, home, castle, or cabin, call us toll-free at 1-888-767-4348. And don't forget, if you're out and about and running around, enjoying this great, beautiful outdoors of Arizona, and you see a particularly scenic shot of the blooming wildflowers, someone was telling me today that they just went north of Scottsdale and the wildflowers are like already burned up. They're like done. But I don't think that's the case statewide.
They come fast and leave fast.
You got to get that. You got to have your camera ready with you. So we're going to have a Rosie on the House Arizona flower photo contest. We're kind of making the contest up as we go. It has to be pictures of this year. It has to be pictures in Arizona. And you have to email them to info@rosieonthehouse.com. Now, we haven't decided what you win, but I promise we'll make it good. We'll get a hold of our friends over at Arizona Highways and weasel something out of them, and maybe get you maybe we'll make it a staycation package that you can win, huh? We'll just do one extra staycation this year. We'll do something. We'll figure it out. So
it'll be nice, whatever it is.
It'll be nice. We'll make sure it's nice, y'all. So let's see your
a chainsaw
wild flower photos from Arizona this season. We'd love to see it. Now, we every once in a while we hit on an issue that kind of like works like a lightning rod. Bing! And we get hit and pinged and pinged and pinged on it. It was 3 weeks ago, I believe, we had our friend from the solar industry on explaining to us about what at that point had been a recent decision by SRP to alter the rates in a way that was going to impact the solar users in their area. So it was only right that we could get SRP here to visit and talk about it.
Yeah, and we will have that interview coming up here in a little bit. Lori from SRP will be joining us a little bit later this segment.
Very good, very good. Well, we've already got calls lining up. Let's go ahead and get to them. How about Miss Amanda calling from Marana?
Hi, how are you?
I'm great. How are y'all down in Marana this morning?
Oh, it's beautiful. I love it out here. We just moved out here in December. We love it.
Where'd you move from, Amanda?
From Goslings and Pantano.
Okay, all right. So not too far. Now, let me ask you this. In Marana, you could be listening to us on any one of three different radio stations. Which one are you tuned in on?
On 790.
All right.
KNST out of Tucson. All excellent. Right.
Very good. What are you struggling with this morning? How can we help you?
Well, our house is entirely the red adobe brick, and we're trying to decide if stuccoing it would not only increase our resale value, but if it's going to help on our energy bills, keeping it cooler in the summer and warmer in the winter, or if either one of those things even matter.
Yeah, well, it probably isn't going to help significantly on resale. Are you in a subdivision of the burnt red brick adobe homes?
No, we're not. We're off Silver Bell and Coachline, and it's kind of by itself behind a bigger neighborhood. So there's no HOA or anything. We have a couple of acres.
Okay. And y'all just moved there.
Yeah.
Are you anticipating just flipping this home, fixing it up a little bit and flipping it?
They actually already flipped it, and we're going to be there for another 8 or so years. So we're trying to decide if that's going to help our energy bills or not. And if it doesn't, then no big deal. We like the brick, but we also are a little bit nervous about our bills in the summer.
And in the summer, y'all are air conditioning or evap cooling or both?
It is all HVAC.
Okay. And y'all are new there, so you haven't seen what the summer bills are yet.
True.
Okay. And tell me what kind of windows you have.
You know, they're all brand new windows, and since they flipped the house, I honestly don't know what kind of windows they are, but they're all brand new. I do know that.
Insulated glass.
Dual
pane. Okay. Well, that would be the first thing you'd want to do to check your energy bill. So the fact that that's already done, we can start looking in other areas. I'm going to tell you that when we stucco that brick, there's a couple ways we can do it. We can actually apply a dense foam insulation to the brick and stucco over that, creating an insulation overcoat on your house. You're creating a bit of a maintenance problem in that stucco will need to be painted about every 7 or 8 years. The brick, you don't have to do anything to it, which is something I really, really like. There are other ways we can cut your energy bills if, in fact, once you've been there through the summer, we find out that they are excessive, okay? But just stuccoing it would not be a significant increase on the appraisal value, nor would it probably be the first thing I would do to cut energy bills if, in fact, we're going to have energy bills. We don't know yet.
Right.
So I think what I would do, Amanda, is I'd run a whole house energy audit. That's going to cost you $100.
What does that mean?
Okay. You give the folks at Intelligent Design a phone call, have them come out and conduct an entire energy audit. They're going to bring thermal imaging cameras. They're going to bring equipment to test your ductwork to make sure you don't have any leaks. They're going to put a blower door apparatus on your house and positively charge your home with air pressure and see where it's leaking. And it shows you all of the weak links that your house has. It shows you all of the easy things to fix to get the highest return on investment for your for whatever you're putting into the project. Then at that point, we can start looking at tackling more expensive things. But I really would start with a whole house energy audit.
Okay, that sounds like a better idea than spending a bunch of money on stucco.
Yeah. Start with a $100 investment, and then let's go from there. Get to our website, rosieonthehouse.com. Click on Referral Network. Click Tucson. Go to Air Conditioning and Energy Efficiency, and you'll find our good friends at Intelligent Design, our Rosie Certified Air Conditioning and Heating Contractor serving the Pima County area.
And if you go to rosieonthehouse.com and you're in that area, you can click on the events page, the events listing. Saba Home Show is next weekend. We actually have about 100 tickets we are going to be giving away. You just have to email us. There's a link for email that subject line populate Saba tickets. We put it in our newsletter Thursday and already have about a quarter of them committed out. So if you would like to go, email us there. The tickets will be on will call at Saba, and you can even come and get them. I will be broadcasting at the Tucson Convention Center Saturday morning. You come into the broadcast booth. It's a little corporate office with a full bird's eye view of the Saba vendor floor down below. And come and stop by, say hi. We'll have we'll have some concessions there for you. Grab your tickets and go to the home show.
Gotta love it.
All right. Well, our guest is ready. We have Lori Singleton.
Let's see if we can sneak her in here real quick.
Who is the Director of Emerging Customer Programs at SRP.
Good morning, Rosie. Thanks for having us here today. We're always happy to talk to customers about their energy use and or answer any questions that you may have about these types of issues.
Well, we're always tickled with SRP, a great sponsor of the program. Y'all been good friends with us and the program for a long, long time. And we had another friend on recently from the solar industry that was talking about, Not sure what this rate structure modification SRP is going to do for the solar customers in the SRP region. So they spoke their piece. We figured we needed to have you on as well.
Well, we're happy to tell you a little bit about that new rate structure for our solar customers. SRP went through an extensive 3-month public process in which we heard from thousands of our customers and the industry, and then our board, which is publicly elected, approved a new price plan for solar customers. And the design of that rate plan is to ensure that SRP is fairly recovering the cost necessary for us to continue to maintain and improve the electric grid that all of our 1 million customers use, not just our solar customers. And it's a very unique rate. It's not a fixed fee, nor is it a tax, as we've heard some people call it, but rather this price plan includes a demand component, which is very unique, and that this demand component allows us to better recover those fixed costs related to the customer's service facilities and their use of the grid. But it also is a way that customers can work to reduce that monthly demand charge, and then they can save money through this new rate plan for our solar customers.
A lot of people will say utility companies are out to kill solar.
You know, and that's an interesting comment that we've heard, not only here in Arizona, but I also sit on the board for the National Solar Electric Power Association, which is an organization that's comprised of solar companies and utilities across the nation. And this is an issue that's being faced by all utilities when we're starting to see more and more solar. So what utilities want to do is get our rate structure right. And once we do that, then we can encourage solar, and we want to see more and more solar. And we believe that technologies like battery storage, demand controllers, smart thermostat, there are lots of new technologies out there that can really help those solar customers reduce their demand and then be able to save money while installing solar. And I can tell you, I've run our programs at SRP since the beginning in 2004 when we had 4 customers, and today we have 15,000 solar customers, and we've provided more than $150 million in incentives to help those customers reduce the cost of installing solar. So we are absolutely committed to solar, and one of the things that we've also been able to do is we have just recently contracted for a large-scale solar plant, a 45-megawatt plant, at the lowest cost that anyone really in the U.S. has ever paid for solar energy. So we're excited about that as well, because that allows us to bring large amounts of solar into our mix at the very lowest cost possible and give all of our customers the benefit of enjoying solar.
If you go to rosieonthehouse.com and our best of quick links, you can see SRP's solar link to their webpage that tells you more. We'll be back right after this.